now for something completely different. It's the Bruce's sketch. Thank you.
Good day, Bruce.
Oh, hello, Bruce.
How are you, Bruce?
Bit cross, Bruce.
Where's Bruce?
He's not here, Bruce. Something off to boil a monkey's bum.
That's a strange expression, Bruce.
Well, Bruce, I heard the Prime Minister use it. Something off to boil a monkey's bum in here, Your Majesty, he said. She smiled quietly to herself.
She's a good Sheila, Bruce. And not at all stuck up. Ah, here comes the boss fellow now. How are you, Bruce?
Hey, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Just I'd like to introduce you for me there. Just join us here in the philosophy department of the University of Watermelon.
Good day.
Michael Bowman. This is Bruce. Michael Bowman. Bruce, Michael Bowman, this is Bruce.
Yeah, is your man not Bruce, then?
No, Michael.
That's going to cause a little confusion.
Yeah, mind if we call you Bruce, just to keep it clear?
Well, gentlemen, I think we'd better start the meeting. But before we start the meeting, I thought I'd ask the Padre for a prayer.
Oh, Lord, we beseech thee, have mercy on our faculty. Amen.
Amen. Correct too, right. Now, Bruce, call upon you to welcome Mr. Bowman to the philosophy department.
I'd like to welcome the palmy bastard to God's own earth, and I'd like to remind him that we don't like stuck-up sticky beaks here.
Hear, hear, well-spoken Bruce. Now, Bruce here teaches classical philosophy, Bruce teaches Hegelian philosophy, and Bruce here teaches logical positivism, and is also in charge of the sheep dip.
What does the new Bruce teach?
Well, new Bruce will be teaching political science, Machiavelli, Bentham, Locke, Hobbes, Stafford, Braddon, Linwell, Miller, Hussett, and Bernard.
These are cricketers, Bruce.
Now spit.
How's Dr. Rhymes' laughter, Bruce?
In addition, he's also going to be teaching politics. I've told him he's welcome to teach any of the great socialist thinkers, provided he makes it clear that they were wrong.
Australia, 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 we love you. Amen.
Any questions?
New Bruce, are you a poofta?
Are you poofta?
No.
Now, right, well, gentlemen, I'd just like to remind you of the faculty rules. Rule one?
No pooftas.
Rule two, no member of the faculty is to maltreat the abbos in any way at all, if there's anybody watching. Rule three?
No pooftas.
Rule four, don't want to catch anybody not drinking in their rooms after lights out. Rule five?
No pooftas.
Rule six, there is no rule six. Rule seven?
No pooftas.
Right, that concludes the reading of the rules. Bruce?
The seer is the wattle, the M of our land. You can stick it in a bottle, you can hold it in your hand.
Amen. Amen. Gentlemen, at 6 o'clock, I want every man, Bruce, of you in the Sydney Harbour Ridge room. Take a glass of sherry with the flying philosopher, Bruce, and I call upon you, Padre, to close the meeting with the prayer.
Oh, Lord, we beseech thee, etc., etc., etc. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right, now let's get some sealers.
All right.
Yeah.
The short blue sketch. Thank you.
Hello, how y'all doing out there? This is a new song I just made between here and the curtain. And it goes a little something like this.
Barber sketch, day in, day out. I don't even like being a barber, for Christ's sakes. I always wanted to be a lumberjack, leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant awe, the larch, the fir, the mighty sparks pine, the smell of fresh cut timber, the crash of mighty trees, with my best girl by my side. We'd sing, sing, sing. Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the laboratory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have butterscotch for tea.
Jumps.
just like my dear papa.
Oh, Davis, and I thought you were so rugged.
Dear sir, I wish to complain in the strongest possible terms about the song which you have just broadcast, about the lumberjack who wears women's clothes. Many of my best friends are lumberjacks, and only a few of them are transvestites. Yours faithfully, Brigadier Sir Charles Arthur Strong, Mrs. P.S. I have never kissed the editor of the Radio Times.
The argument sketch. Thank you.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to have an argument, please.
Certainly, sir. Have you been here before?
No, this is my first time.
I see. Do you want to have the full argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?
Well, what would be the cost?
Yes, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it's probably best if I start out with one and see how it goes from there, okay?
Fine. I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free. Are you a bit conciliatory? Yes, try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Oh, thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told
I... Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of pellet droppings.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke. You vacuous, toffee-nosed, Matt Eldris perverts!
Look, I came in here for an argument.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm sorry, but, this is abuse.
Oh, I see. I expected that.
You want room 12A, just next door.
I see. Sorry.
Not at all. Good morning.
Morning.
Stupid git.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did it?
Did
it?
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
I'm sorry. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh. Just the 5-minute one.
Fine. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing quite clear. I most definitely told you.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
Didn't.
Yes, I did.
Look, this is an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It is. You just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did.
No.
You did, just then.
No, nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came in here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. You came in here for an argument.
Well, an argument's not the same as contradiction.
It can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements to establish a determined proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
But it just isn't saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gain saying of anything the other person says.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
Now look.
Thank you. Good morning.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry, the 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I'm afraid it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
But that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
I'm very sorry, but I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Oh, all right. There you are.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, that was never just 5 minutes now.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
I just paid!
No, you didn't.
I did it!
No, you didn't.
Look, I don't argue about that.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you didn't pay.
Aha! Uh-huh. Well, if I didn't pay, why are you arguing? Got you there, didn't I?
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
I've had enough of this.
No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up. I want to complain.
You want to complain? Look at these shoes. I've had them on 3 weeks and the heels are ruined right through.
No, I want to complain about...
If you complain, nothing happens. You might as well not bother. It's beautiful, nice, fine day out there, and I'm sick and tired of this office.
I want to complain...
Try it again. Ow. Hold your hands here.
No.
Now?
Ah.
Good, that's it.
Stop hitting me.
Stop hitting you?
Yes.
What'd you come in here then?
I came here to complain.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's next door. It's being hit on the head lessons in here.
What a stupid concept.
Jarrow, New Year's Eve, 1900. Have a left.
Go out the mill.
Oh no, what sort of trouble?
One of course beans got out of skit on the treadle.
Pardon?
One of the crossbeams got out askew on the treadle.
I don't understand what you're saying.
One of the crossbeams got out askew on the treadle.
What on earth does that mean?
I don't know. Mr. Wemyth just told me to come in here and say there was trouble in the mill, that's all. I didn't expect that kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise are two weapons. Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency are three weapons. Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope are four. Now, amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear and surprise. I'll come in again.
I didn't expect the kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. Amongst our weaponry are such diverse elements as a fear, a surprise, a ruthless efficiency, an enormous fanatical devotion to the Pope, and nicer uniforms. Oh, damn! Because I can't say it. You'll just have to say it.
What?
You'll have to say that bit about our chief weapons are.
I couldn't do that.
I didn't expect the kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Inquisition.
I know. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. In fact, those who do expect...
Our chief weapons are... Surprise and...
Stop there.
Our chief weapon is surprise, blah, 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 blah. Because, read the charges.
You are hereby charged that you did on diverse dates commit heresy against the Holy Church. My old man said...
That's enough! Now, woman, how do you plead?
We're innocent.
Ha! 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 We'll soon change your mind about that. There, surprise, and most roosters. Oh. Bishop, get the rack. You, right. Tie her down. Okay. Now then, woman, how do you plead?
Innocent.
Ha! Right. Big Els, give the rack. Oh, dear. Give the rack. I know you can't. I know. Not here. I didn't want to say anything about that. I just wanted to ignore your crass mistake. It makes it all seem so stupid.
Shall I?
Just pretend for God's sake. Now, old woman, you are accused of heresy on three counts. Heresy by thought, heresy by word, heresy by deed, and heresy by action. Four counts. Do you confess?
I don't understand what I'm accused of.
Ha! We shall make you understand. The girls, fetch the soft cushions.
Here you are, Lord.
Now, old lady, you have one last chance. Confess the sin of heresy, reject the works of the ungodly, two last chances. And you shall be free. Three last chances. You have three last chances, the nature of which I have divulged in my previous utterance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, if that's the way you want it. Big girls, poker with the soft cushions. Confess! Confess!
There's nothing to be hurting, my lord.
They got all the stuffing up on one end.
Yes, lord.
She's made of her stuff. And anything else? Fetch the comfy chair.
A comfy chair?
Yes. So, you'll think you're strong because you survived the soft cushions. Well, we shall see. Big Els, put her in the comfy chair. Now, you will stay in the comfy chair until lunchtime with only a cup of tea at 11. Is that all there really is? I suppose you should make it worse than by shouting a lot, eh? Confess, woman! Confess! Confess! Confess!
I confess!
Not you!
While they're all confessing their heinous crimes, let us move on to the scam sketch.
No, it is spam sketch. It says right here, spam sketch. What are you, an idiot or something?
Shut up! I never wanted to be the announcer! I've always wanted to be a...
No, sorry. We did that lumberjack sketch about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry then. Never mind.
Morning? What have you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, 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 egg and spam. Spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam. Or lobster thermidorex cream mats with a moroni sauce garnish with truffle pate brandy and a fried egg on top and spam.
You got anything without spam in it?
Well, the spam egg sausage and spam, that's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam, and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much spam as spam egg sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam, and sausage without the spam? What do you mean, I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam. Lovely spam, wonderful spam.
Shut up! You can't have bacon, spam, and sausage without the spam!
Why not?
No! It wouldn't be egg, bacon, spam, and sausage. It would be egg, bacon, and sausage.
I don't like spam.
Don't make a fuss, dear. I'll have your spam. Oh, I love it. I'm adding spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
Baked beans are off.
Well, can I have spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam, 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 and spam?
Yes.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I think they're dead.
Spam, 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 spam,